Hi there, this is Nick Treadwell, and this is my audio journal for the Slam Stream Poetry Writing Challenge, Day 2. It's the 11th of August 2010. It's about 11:10 at night, and here's a bit of an update on how I'm progressing with the poem. And I have progressed with it a little bit today. I've done a bit more work on it. As I said yesterday, the poem is going to be a science fiction styled poem about a UFO that crashes, a flying saucer that crashes in the area in which I live in, which is Rowley Regis here in the West Midlands, in the Black Country. And basically, it's going to be told through the eyes of my two-year-old son. Although it's not going to be strictly a children's poem, it's going to be more sort of told in an adult way with adult humour, etc., and adult references. I always think, actually, that children, although they at that age can't really speak or anything, I think I always imagine them in my mind that they're probably thinking like an adult, and I think that's where this poem is probably coming from. It's more his thoughts as opposed to, you know, what he would actually say out loud, etc. I think it'll work. I don't know. And I've planned out a little bit of the sort of of what I want, how the poem to start, and what I want the poem to contain. Basically, there'll be a UFO that crashes in a park near us. Me and Max will be there in the park at the time that it crashes. The UFO comes down. Max tries to communicate with the aliens, who look like children. They're very, very small, so they go to him straight away. They speak gobbledygook. He speaks gobbledygook because he still can't speak proper English yet, and so they can't really communicate. Although, and in the end, they end up communicating in a series of grunts and gestures and pointing, etc. And Max gets the message that basically they need to repair their UFO. They need certain things, and basically has to go. He has to take them with me, his dad, to various parts of Rowley Regis, like the train station, like to certain places like the chip shop, etc., the nursery, to get various things that they need to fix their UFO. And also there's going to be certain references to things thrown in there as well. I've got a few ideas on that, and also I've written the first couple of verses, which may be subject to change. It's very rare that I actually change much in a poem after I've written something. I normally go back and maybe change a few words here and there, but normally basically stays the same. But I think I've got a bit of a start now, so I think that's the main thing. I'll give you a bit of a heads up on the how it starts. It starts like this. I was in Britannia Park riding my new electric trike when I saw above me such an incredible sight. A strange, curious, wondrous new toy falling towards this little boy, with lights a-blinking and a whooshing sound all the time drawing nearer to the ground. "Car!" I shouted over to my dad. I was only two and had a crazy fad, for everything with four wheels drove me mad. But he just stared in awe and replied, "No, lad, this is something else. And if I'm not mistaken, this contraption ain't likely to be breaking." So those are the two first verses. I've also got a bit of a third verse, so it's going well. Hopefully continue with it tomorrow some more. In between doing other stuff, going to work and going swimming tomorrow night, and every other day also I go running, so I've got to fit this in between all of that, but I'm sure that I can and will. Yeah, that's about it for now, so it's going well. Just continue and see how it progresses. This is Nick Treadwell signing off for now. Bye.